Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we look back at the election and how Donald Trump was able to win the popular vote and the Electoral College. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. I saw some notes that I found in my briefcase. You know, I don't know about you, but I got these tablets all over and I write down notes and I jot them down. Sometimes I find them, sometimes I don't. But before the election, they were interviewing somebody in Montana, I think it was. And the residents were blaming they said they were Democrats, but they were blaming the President Biden and the White House for the housing cost in Montana, which is interesting because just a week before I saw a story about a lot of people with means that are pricing people in Montana out of their own homes because it is a popular place to move and rich people are moving in and raising the value of real estate so that people of modest means can't live there. The only thing I'm trying to say is, does that speak to maybe conflation of issues where going back to the James Carville thing that I've heard quoted ad nauseum, it's the economy, stupid, where it might be the economy, but people don't necessarily tend to attribute the cost to the cause of it rather to the right reasons?
So there's a lot in there. So it's usually the economy, but the economy can mean a lot of things. And so when we say it's the economy, what about the economy? Housing prices are part of the economy. When you're talking about increases in housing prices, that's a part of inflation. And when you look at the big difficulty that the Democrats had and the big advantage that the Republicans had going into this election, looking at the economy, GDP growth was pretty solid. But the hangover from inflation, which is mostly under control at this point, we're somewhere around 2% inflation by most measures of inflation. But that still means that prices never really came down because we never had negative inflation. And that meant that Biden's approval rating was hovering around 40% or so by most measures. And that was still hurting Kamala Harris. Swapping out Biden for Harris didn't get rid of all of the negative factors for Biden. And the big thing working against Biden was inflation. So housing prices, prices for goods overall, that was going to be working against the Democrats no matter what. Now, when people tell you how they voted and why they voted the way that they did, one of the problems with that is when you ask people what their motivations were for their vote, a lot of people can't necessarily tell you all of the factors in their head because they don't necessarily know themselves. So they will make a decision in their minds about their vote, and then they sort of have to rationalize it. And they can't necessarily tell you all of the reasons that factored into their decision. So it's a little bit difficult to say for any one person. What we usually do is conduct a bunch of surveys. We ask people what their votes were we ask people what their party identification is, and then we ask a large battery of questions on issue positions, and then we try to parse what kinds of patterns we see overall in order to determine. Now, maybe it will be the case that perceptions of housing prices will matter. I don't know. But we have to do that at the aggregate level because it's not necessarily the case that people know what motivates their individual voting decisions. It's much harder than that.
So who... I don't even know how to start asking this question, Professor. You know, I can tend to ask some lengthy ones, but going back and looking at who lost who or who picked up whom, I don't know if you want to compare it to Biden-Trump and then Harris-Trump. Would that be the better way to do it with women or minorities or college-educated or not? Are there key groups that stand out to you in this election?
So it's hard to do that. I mean, we have some preliminary data from exit polls, which are sometimes not the most reliable. One of the tempting things to do is to try to see which demographic groups shifted. Now the problem is that elections aren't conducted by demographic groups. We can see some shifts, but one of the things that we have seen is some kinds of polarization. So we've seen the gender gap growing over time. So if you look at women, you will see women moving more towards the Democratic Party, but you've also seen men moving more towards the Republican Party. And as that gender gap grows, it's not just a question of men moving towards the Republican Party. It's also women moving towards the Democratic Party and where that center is when the gender gap grows. And trying to parse it by demographic groups, one of the problems that we have is that the press will sometimes arbitrarily pick some demographic group. And if you think back to the history of, say, soccer moms or NASCAR dads, and then trying to find that group in the surveys, we look for the demographic group that we call the key group. What we tend to see overall, though, is that overall, you can explain about 85% of the votes with just party identification in any presidential election. And then you're looking at these narrow slices of the electorate who can potentially be swayed. So trying to find some demographic group misses the point that the persuadable voters in any presidential election are such a narrow slice that trying to figure out which demographic group is persuadable, you're just looking for a really narrow slice given how much party ID explains.
I want to take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Justin Buechler, our friend, associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University, taking a look back at the election. One question I have for him when we come back is, were there any sea changes in campaigning here? Was it an anomaly because Donald Trump is who he is? And is this going to change campaigns moving forward? If you have any questions or comments, the Oakwinard Jeweler Talk and Text Line, always open the text line at least, 504-260-1870. A little bit too busy for calls in the morning. As a matter of fact, let's look at traffic right now on WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Justin Buechler, associate professor.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Political science at Case Western Reserve University, looking back at the campaign and the presidential campaign, the election. So, Professor, there were some anomalies here, right? You got a former president running again. You got a candidate that just started the campaign in, what, July? June, I guess it was, after the debate. You got former President Trump, or President-elect Trump, President Trump may be the best way to refer to him, being the unique character that he is. Do you learn anything from this election that carries forward to future elections, or is this just an anomaly, just a one-off?
Well, let's put it this way. We've seen a former president run before. It's just been a little over 100 years since that's happened.
And a lot's changed.
So a lot's changed since then, but that's happened before. We've also seen president step down and have the sitting vice president become the nominee relatively late in the campaign at the convention. We saw that happen in 1968. So if you think about all of the weird things about the 2024 campaign, most of them have happened before. What I find interesting about it is that they've just all happened at once. From the former president running again to the incumbent president deciding not to run, vice president becoming the nominee, selected at the convention. All of this has happened before. It's just that we had everything happening at once. But what I actually find really interesting is that despite everything happening at once, all of these weird events happening at once, when you actually get right down to the voting process, it was almost strangely comfortingly normal. The basic underlying factors of the election suggested that the election should be very close. Fundamentally, a tie. It was a close election. This was not actually all that much of a blowout. It was pretty much a close election. The polls actually did pretty well this time after two elections of getting it really wrong. 2016, they were wrong. 2020, they were wrong, but not as bad. Trump lost, but he outperformed the polls. This time, the polls were pretty good. So the polls got it right. So despite the fact that we had all of the strange things that you just noted and more, it was a strangely comfortingly normal election. One of the lessons that I take is that when you have all of these strange things happening at once, they kind of cancel out as random noise.
Let me ask it this way. If 4 years from now, whomever is running for the Republican office, for the Republican candidate is, because the Republicans will be the incumbent party, right? If
right.
Inflation is as bad as it has been now, and I understand people need to understand that inflation might have gone down, but the prices are not going to go down. If there's another spate of inflation like that, would the Republicans be as much trouble as the Democrats were this time? Is it still about?
I don't know about inflation, but if the economy is in bad shape 4 years from now, the incumbent, the Republicans will be in trouble. Inflation plays a strange role in elections because what happened was that long period of inflation brought down Biden's approval rating. So it wasn't inflation directly. It was that overhang brought down Biden's approval rating because inflation right now is only at about 2%.
But the prices are still high.
Right. Exactly. And that hurt Biden's approval rating. So if the economy is in bad shape 4 years from now, then whoever the Republicans nominate will be in trouble. Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out if the economy is in good or bad shape because the stock market, even before the election, was booming, but the prices were high. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.